Throughout our lives, we each experience events that shape our future's trajectory. Moments seem disconnected from one another when we look at them individually. But when we step back, we can begin to notice the cosmic connections which led us to the purpose that God has destined for us all. Key events play back in my mind as I recall my past and how God has strategically designed my life. People, places, my decisions gravitate around a single purpose. Much like the earth rotates around the sun, so has God continuously kept me grounded to do one thing, to reach the unreached. My name is Kanish. I'm a pastor and I live in South Asia with my wife, Daita. I was born into a poor family with two older siblings, a mother and a father. My family often felt the weight of living in an impoverished community, surviving but never really thriving. When I was a teenager, my mother fell ill. Because of my family's poor financial state, she remained sick for a long time, until one day, evangelists came to our community. House by house, they shared about this person named Jesus and his embodiment of God's love. For my mother, this was life-changing, and she readily accepted Christ into her heart. My mother devoted herself to prayer after that. She prayed to Jesus for healing over her sickness for many hours a day. I still cannot explain what occurred to my mother after all her days of prayer, because afterward, my mother was mysteriously healed from her illness. As I grew into a young man, my mental health declined. Around me, my family seemed to be rising through the Spirit of the Lord, while I seemed to be doing the opposite. I questioned my faith in God and His purpose for me here on His earth. Anxiety trapped me in a spinning wheel of uncertainty. Depression hovered over my mental and physical state with a weighted assurance that told me I was not worthy. I was not enough. I was at my lowest and yearning for relief. My hopelessness led me to attempt to take my own life. Not once, but twice. At a time when I was most lost, floating in an atmosphere of depression, confusion, and a lack of purpose, God was still pulling me towards Him. A local pastor came to visit me, and I saw with the clarity that only salvation can offer for the first time in my life. From then on, my life was changed forever. In the years that followed, my spiritual life was strengthened and I grew into a faithful Christian like my mother. As I began to navigate how God was aligning the events that would launch my next steps, I realized the call for me was to be in full-time ministry. I was introduced to one of the regional church and community mobilization coordinators for Living Water International. He invited me to assist him in conducting a vacation Bible school program for children in a local community. Through this work, my heart was opened, yet also burdened by the great need that filled so many neighboring communities, my neighbors. Alongside Living Water, I received a clear vision for God's will in my life, to reach the unreached. Time moved quickly after my purpose was unveiled. I married Daita, a brilliant and compassionate medical worker. I began my ministry with humble beginnings and laid the foundation for a church. Alongside my wife, we began to establish relationships with the community we had settled in through daily prayer walks. The walks helped us understand the area's spiritual needs, but sharing the gospel was not easy in our community. We faced constant opposition from local radicals. Many threatened us by saying, "We worship our gods and goddesses. Do not bring this foreign religion here, or there will be consequences. But amidst all these tribulations, I held on to my faith, knowing that there was a greater, more divine future still to come. Day by day, our prayer walks with our neighbors continued. Daita and I noticed that there was an extreme water shortage within the community early on. Residents didn't have enough water for their families' daily needs, let alone enough to allow their crops to flourish. The local officials supplied the only water source, which was available for 30 minutes each morning. One day when the electrical system failed, water wasn't accessible. I had understood my calling to reach those who were unreached with the gospel, that my purpose was to shepherd and attend to spiritual needs. But what of those unreached in other ways, physical ways? How can I minister to my neighbors when they struggle each day just to survive? How can I expect those around me to trust my messages when even I once questioned God's existence because of my own physical pain? My neighbors soon began to seek me out, some with the pain in their questions, others with anger, asking, "Can your God provide us with water?" I smiled, seeing God's great orchestration through my relationship with an organization like Living Water. I knew with confidence that my answer was, "Yes, yes, He can." I contacted the regional Living Water office and told the story of my community's plight for water. Living Water understood our struggles and arrived to survey the land. And soon, the drilling of a new water well began. When the well was complete, I knew this was the time to celebrate the works that God was doing in all our lives. A time to celebrate the people He had strategically placed in my path to allow for this exact moment to happen. For people's thirst to be quenched and their burdens lifted. A time for His faithfulness to shine, even if no one else in my community was aware of it. I invited fellow religious and community leaders from surrounding areas for the well dedication. This outreach led to a stronger relationship as we shared in the joyous occasion of alleviating our neighbors' needs. My community began to orbit around clean water. This gift started to bridge gaps between those who once opposed the word of God and the local pastors who had been desperately trying to share the message. Once people experienced God's care in their physical needs, they began to open their hearts to explore the endless universe of what Christ has to offer. The ministry I had dreamed of started to flourish through clean water. People who once closed their doors to me now opened them. They began inviting others to learn and discover the gospel's good news. Children's programs were established, making families excited to attend church, worship together, and care for one another's needs. I now gather each week in worship with 83 of my neighbors who have accepted Christ as their Savior. With my continued relationship with Living Water, my church has been able to assist in working with nearby communities as they, too, lay the foundations of a new future through safe water in the name of Jesus. Looking back, I am humbled by the interconnectedness of every action I've taken. What's most astounding is that God uses all our stories woven together to create a grand design of His love. From one group of evangelists whose messages saved my mother's life, or a pastor who allowed me to see the light of my endless void during my darkest moments, to a chance meeting with Living Water, which unveiled my true calling. Finally, to a water well that's touching lives in ways that are more than just physical, but in ways that allow us to recognize the deep connections we have to one another here on earth. Our actions, no matter how small or large, impact the lives of others, proving that our Creator's plans are far greater than any power in the universe.